Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It is the Migs Cast. I am Steve Migs, and I am here with the No Rev, no Glenn. It's actually going to be a super short episode of the Migs Cast. I just wanted to get something out there this week to tell everybody thank you for your patience. I know we haven't done one for a little bit. It's been a combo platter of just scheduling for the studios, the corona, of course. Blame everything on the rona. Glenn's been doing some stuff on Tuesdays work-wise that has made it so that he can't do it on Tuesdays. We're just trying to figure out how to make this all work. It's just a weird time, and I think everybody would agree to that. But I hope next week we'll be able to put out something. Might not be our typical Migs Cast, but something that involves the three of us, because we all miss doing it. And thank you guys for being so patient. I wanted to do this one because I had an opportunity to chat with Gavin Rosdell. I'm actually waiting for him to call right now. This is a Thursday, and I was like, you know what? I might as well make that a Migs Cast and just give you guys something that should be fun to keep you entertained, or slightly entertained, while we're just stuck at home and locked down and doing what we're doing to get by, to keep sane. I know for me, listening to interviews, watching podcasts, or watching interviews, performances, podcasts, has been something that's been super helpful. Gavin Rosdell put up a really cool 4-song acoustic performance from his house, which a lot of musicians are doing. So I'm very curious to hear just kind of how he's keeping sane and keeping busy throughout this very weird time for the entire world. They do have a new record, and it's called The Kingdom, and it's coming out on July 17th. You might have already heard one of the songs, if you watched the John Wick movie. It's a song called Bullet Holes, and it's awesome. It's got like that bass swagger that you expect from Bush, and all in all, just got a really cool vibe. The new single, I'd imagine this is actually like the first official single, I don't know, but it's called Flowers on a Grave. The video is badass. The song, man, I just feel like this is like an extension of 16 Stone, their debut record. It's kind of got that vibe with the big choruses. Granted, this is off of my phone because I'm high tech. But, I mean, his voice is just timeless. I'm just loving this song. Again, this one's called Flowers on a Grave. The album The Kingdom is coming out on July 17th, and Gavin Rosdell is here with us on the Migs Cast. Gavin!
Hey.
Hey, how's it going, my man?
Good. How are you guys?
Just getting by, man. Just trying to keep a head on straight throughout all this craziness, that's for sure.
Yeah. It's a challenge, but we're doing it.
Dude, and I appreciate guys like you that have just decided to, you know, still create art and put stuff out there. I watched your acoustic performance that you did. First of all, shout out for covering Wild Horses. I thought that was awesome. But it's so appreciative. I know, like, we get it from our listeners that appreciate that we're still trying to do a radio show throughout all this to, you know, kind of put a smile on people's faces while there really isn't a reason at times to have a smile. And I just got to thank you because, man, having you guys, someone like yourself out there still giving us fun music and just something to get our minds off of the wackiness has been really appreciative.
Oh man, thanks for saying that. It's hard. Sometimes I'm you're in a vacuum, you know, and you'd be like, is this, am I doing the right thing? So it's really good to hear that, that it's kind of resonating and has a point to it. Cause I suppose It's the most luxurious thing now because people really only have to watch it if they want to. Like, if people are like, don't like it or don't want it, they literally don't have to watch.
I always find that funny when people complain about something, even like with our show, they're like, I don't like what you guys do. I'm like, at no point is someone telling you to listen. Well, dude, I'm so excited for I got to imagine it's a weird time for you guys. Just, I mean, you have a new record that's about to come out. There's a lot of uncertainty, but man, the songs that I've heard so far from the record, obviously I remember hearing Bullet Holes from the John Wick stuff. And I'm glad that song is on the record because it's such a cool swagger to that song. Yeah. But man, Flowers on a Grave, just when that chorus kicks in, it just is like a great punch to the face.
You know, we're very excited about the record, and it's weird because in one way, like, so there's two things. First off, you think about when this all goes down, you know, music is the first kind of, you know, thing that people turn to. So it's wonderful the radio is still happening. Yep. It's wonderful people have their own libraries they can listen to, their own favorites. But the irony is we don't know when we're coming back. But it's a beautiful thing that to make a record because it really feels of this time. I mean, that song is always going to remind people that are into it of what they were going through when that song came out, and this loneliness and this emptiness and this weirdness, dislocation everyone feels. That's one point. And the other point that is really amazing for me is that, you know, calling the record the Kingdom, mm-hmm. you know, before this pandemic, I was talking about a safe place, a place where I was so sick of self-righteous, judgmental people in my life. I just had enough of them. And I was like, imagine a sort of a utopia. You could imagine this place, and it's like where like-minded people go. It's just a mental space. It's a sort of a tribe, a mindset. You know,
yeah.
It doesn't do and now everyone's talking about this whole thing of like, oh well, what's happening here? But what's everyone going to be like when they come out? How much are we going to be changed? And it's taken on a really incredible perspective, you know, an astral perspective, because it sort of feels like this weird premonition of where we were going. And so to have that record in the middle of it, it's weird. It's almost being the soundtrack to this terrible pandemic, soundtrack to the time. And, you know, that record's going to come out in July 17, and we're still going to have these lockdowns. I don't see how, and the only way of really making sure I'm happy to stay in, you know, another month beyond what they say, mm-hmm. so that it's just everyone is cool and safe and just, you know, people don't struggle and suffer as you know, unnecessarily. So it's going to be incredible that if people can get into this record and it sums up the time, you know?
No, I kind of felt that when I was just listening to the song and just paying attention to what you're singing about. And just in general, like I think about yesterday, my wife and I were just walking around our development. We have a newborn and, you know, just trying to do our best, like, you know, stay away from people, but get outside and just get out of the house. And I'm like, wow, you see families all together outside on their front porch and playing with their kids. I'm like, man, if there's a silver lining of all this insanity that we're dealing with the coronavirus and COVID, I wonder if it's going to remind people of the simpler things, like to enjoy being with each other and to enjoy human interaction and not be married to our cell phones and to technology as we have been for however many years.
Yeah, for sure. Exactly.
One thing I wanted to bring up, and it's a silly story, but one I've shared on the radio, and it was a couple years ago, you and the Boys in Bush, you guys played Pain in the Grass with us for our radio festival. And myself and my buddy, Glenn, we were fortunate enough to jump up on stage with Stone Temple Pilots and play with them. I played drums, and my buddy Glenn played the guitar. And I remember sharing the story because I'm sure a million things happened to you over the course of a tour, so I doubt you even remember. But the minute I got off the stage, you were the first person I saw. You were side stage watching Stone Temple Pilots, and you just kind of gave me a quick, nice work. And I'm like, thanks. And then I kept walking. I'm like, holy crap, that was Gavin Rossdale that just said, good job. And I always thought that was like one of the many surreal moments of getting to play with Stone Temple Pilots was having you be the first person I talked to the minute I walked to the side of the stage.
I remember that, actually. I do remember that. Yeah, you did great.
Oh, thanks, man. I
remember how happy you looked. And so I was like, I felt happy that you were so happy to be up there. And I was thinking about the simple things of enjoying being on stage. And I remember you because I remember you playing. Obviously, it was unusual to see other people playing with him. I was like, wow, how's this working out? And I was like, that dude is in fucking heaven. He's out of his mind. He's loving it.
Oh, yeah,
so
dude.
I was like, I was just responding to that. You know, people, that was such a good lesson, you know, for me to watch, because people respond to joy. Like, I find joy, and I try and lose myself as deep as I can when I play. I mean, I am committed and in it. Mm-hmm. And so when I see anyone else who's having a good time and is in it and committed in their own world, that's what I want to see when I watch people on stage. I can't stand it when people are sort of showboating, or I don't know. I don't even like it. I don't even like too much smiling. I mean, it's nice at the end. You can't help but smiling at certain things. They don't want to be dour, but I like it. I like there to be a gravity to it. Like, I like to spin around like a whirling dervish, and people just like, they, you know, it's infectious. You know, mm-hmm. You act crazy, people feel crazy.
Yeah, that's, I know. My wife always will give me a hard time. She's like, man, you're just so into it. Like, have you ever tried to dial it back? And I'm like, every time I ever get beyond the drums, I tell myself, dial it back. But once the song starts.
Why dial back? That's called not doing it.
Right. It's like the minute the music starts, I can't help it. It's just, there's something just so powerful about it. It doesn't matter if I'm playing in front of 10 people or in that day.
If you don't play like that, you shouldn't play.
Yeah, I agree, dude. It's a surreal experience.
Your wife. Don't start an argument tonight. I told Gavin what you said, and he totally agreed with me. Because you told him that I said dial it back. I didn't mean dial it back like don't be good. I mean, like, sometimes you make those weird faces.
That's exactly what she means. She says you look like you're possessed.
She might be hooking you up there. She might be hooking you up.
She says, like, your eyes roll in the back of your head. You look like you're losing your mind up there. I'm like, I kind of am. I love playing music, and I don't think I'll ever have another opportunity to play in front of 15,000 people like that day. So, of course, I'm going to feel it. Well, what about for you? Like, I mean, that was like a surreal moment where I remember we interviewed them and they offered the opportunity. I'm like, absolutely. And they're like, well, what song? I'm like, well, the song that made me fall in love with you guys was Sex Type Thing. And they're like, yeah, go ahead. That sounds great. Is there an artist that you would love to jump up on stage with? And is there a specific song that you would love to play that song with them?
We did tour with Evanescence.
Yeah.
And we were actually talking about doing some more touring with them, but their record's not quite ready. And so... then we got into the whole thing with Breaking Benjamin, but I would go on tour. I do love Evanescence, and I would love to sing is it My Immortal? One with the guy from, you know, Cedar.
Yeah.
That track. Now that'd be fun, because she's amazing, Amy. I love her. And so that'd be a pretty rad thing to do.
Oh, hell yeah. That's a great answer. I love that.
You weren't expecting a good answer.
No, I just wasn't expecting Evanescence. I think that's awesome.
Yeah, well, I think that singing with a girl is like one of the most beautiful things ever. It's just so, oh, man, I love it. Singing with a girl's voice,
yep,
just makes me happy.
That's awesome. And what else besides music? What are you doing right now during all the coronavirus stuff, like at home, to just kind of keep your mind at ease?
You know, I've been doing quite a bit of press for the record, playing quite a bit of guitar, and just, you know, realizing that my job, my contribution is just I can make these little videos. I just did one yesterday, five songs, five that I'm sending somewhere, and they're going, you know, whatever. You know what I mean? I got these different outlets. I did six songs yesterday. So I'm editing those up. That takes a bit of time. And then just, I don't know, you know, calling around people. You know, I have all my family and stuff, and I have to keep an eye on my mum. She's in London, in England, I mean. And so I keep an eye on them. And, you know, I've got my little niece, and just got to keep an eye on everyone. And that takes a bit of time.
Yeah, yeah. If you're doing like the Zoom call with everyone, after a while, you're like, I'm all Zoomed out. I've talked to everybody today.
Yeah, I know. And it's like, I call my mom out all the time anyway, so I luckily was just back in England for a big birthday for her, mm-hmm. which was amazing, and I'm so happy we did it. But we talk all the time, so therefore when I see her, there's nothing to catch up on. It's not like, how you been, how you doing? It's like, she knows.
Yeah.
Everyone's up to date.
Well, Gavin, I know you're backed up against the wall with other interviews, so I don't want to keep you, but The Kingdom is July 17th. Check out the new song and the video as well. It's Flowers on a Grave, and looking forward to hearing the rest of the record, and hopefully when we get back to live music, I look forward to seeing you back up on stage again.
Yes, sir. And you too.
Yes. Well,
I'm seeing you on stage.
It's been a pleasure, man. Thank you so much for taking some time out.
All right, take care.
All right, bye-bye. Bye. There you go, Gavin. I was about to say, are you answering emails? I hear the keyboard going in the background. And, of course, the phone starts cutting out when he's talking about watching me. I'm legit impressed that he remembered that Glenn and I jumped up on stage. I just figured he'd be like, oh yeah, whatever. But I guess, you know, when you see a weird bald guy with his eyes in the back of his head, how can you forget that? All right, well, that's the quick, short version of the Migscast, Gavin Rosdale. The album, again, is called The Kingdom. It comes out July 17th. Check out the first two songs from the record. If you have streaming services like Apple Music or Spotify, they're both up there, and you can load the record into your device. And I'd love to hear what you guys think. I definitely feel like there is a 16 Stone continuation as far as the overall vibe. And I mean, it's not like the other records haven't had that vibe. It's his voice, it's him playing the guitar, it's that sound. But I noticed it more on these two songs than on their last record, which was Black and White Rainbows, which was also really good. But I feel like this one seems like an extension of the sound that they had with 16 Stone, which is a good thing. I'm not complaining about that whatsoever. So July 17th, The Kingdom. All right, next week, I hope we'll be back with Glenn and Rev. If not, the week after that. Well, we're going to try, but we're all good. Everybody's good. We've been keeping in touch and texting and all those things. It's just technology, time, and the Rona. But we hope to be back next week in some way, shape, or form. Until then, stay positive as always, and thank you guys. You can hit us up on email, themigscast@gmail.com, or leave us a voicemail or a text message, 253-271-4787. If you're bored and you just feel like talking to someone, just leave us a voicemail. We'll play it as soon as we get back to doing the Migscast, which might be when all this is over. Who knows? I don't know. Stay positive.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.